Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yes. All you aughts kids, all the millennials. Camp Rock 3 is becoming a reality. And I've got great news. The Jonas Brothers are returning.
Ooh.
The Jonas Brothers are coming back for Camp Rock 3. This is fantastic, I think. Because, you know, I'm 45 years old. I missed the Camp Rock movement.
Yeah.
Would have been weird if I was into it.
Probably.
Yeah, it would have been. I think I, what was I, in my late 20s when Camp Rock came out?
I don't think late. I don't know.
But nevertheless, here we are. And I don't know anything about this. And Kevin, massive Camp Rock
fan. I love it.
So are you excited the Jonas Brothers are coming back for
it? Yes, and Demi Lovato's coming too.
Now, I thought she was just executive producer. Is she going to be in the movie too?
I read she was going to be in it
okay,
too.
Maybe she... Listen, you're the Camp Rock expert for the Wake Up Call. You're our correspondent.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're here to answer all of our Camp Rock questions.
Oh boy, okay. It's been a while.
Now, the first question I have... The Jonas Brothers are all arguably grown-ass all-the-way adults.
Right.
Well into their 30s. Should they be going to summer camp?
Oh, they're probably going to be like camp counselors, right?
Right. I don't... That's... No. They're not that old.
The Disney promo that they put out... The Disney promo they put out yesterday said, we're going back to camp. And that sentence makes me think they're going to be camping.
I guess they're going back as camp counselors then.
Okay.
Well, for a second, you seemed really offended by that.
So Camp Rock 1 and 2 is them. They are a famous boy band group, okay?
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, I forgot what they're called. They're not called the Jonas Brothers. They're called something 3.
The Saja Boys.
No, but something 3.
Okay.
And then they go to Camp Rock to, like, philanthropy stuff. Like, oh, teach these kids that are going camp for
philanthropy.
Music.
Wait, they're there for, like, community service?
Yeah, to, like, be one with the fans. They're, like, famous, but they're teaching the kids how to play music and stuff.
Okay, so they own the camp. They're running the camp.
I don't know if they own it. They work there.
Okay, by the way, text in to 909-1065 and fill in what is a increasingly many holes in
camp. There's
okay,
no holes,
hold on,
bitch.
Question. So, okay, the original Camp Rock.
Right.
Was that a camp where they, like, built a band? Was it a music camp?
It was a music camp, yes.
Okay, so everybody that went to the camp was a musician.
Yes, or aspiring to be a musician.
I see.
Okay, so now they're going back to camp to find the next generation of musicians.
I think so, yes.
Okay, I hate you.
What? Me?
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you why. How much have you made fun of me for going to jazz camp?
Oh boy. Jazz camp is different.
Why? It's a camp where everybody is an aspiring musician. And
who's the celebrity that came to your camp?
Me, bitch.
No.
Wow. Yeah, Katie from the Wake Up Call. Ever heard of her?
No, never heard of her. Sorry.
All right.
I answered the question.
So, I'm still very confused on all of this.
How?
Why are you confused?
What's confusing?
Well, why are they... Is the plot of Camp Rock 3 that they are still this boy band?
I think so, yeah. Oh. They should be.
So, is this kind of like a Backstreet Boys thing where, like, they're too old to be a boy band, but they're working the Sphere in Vegas, and they're like, you know what? Let's slum it back at summer camp.
I think they're just trying to find someone to replace them.
To replace them?
Yes.
I just...
It's more of a nostalgic feel.
All right.
We don't really care about the story.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That
seems to be very obvious. Because you don't remember too much about the story.
It's been so long, okay?
Now, are you going to watch this?
I'm definitely going to watch it.
You are. Okay.
Yeah, it's for our generation.
Text messages here to help you, Kevin. Their uncle owns the camp.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Another one. Only the oldest one goes to camp the first year because his brothers got mad at him and thought that would help him the second one. All three of them are actually in and they can't the whole time. I don't know what happened.
What
your cat walked across your phone and sent that text message? No, okay. No one knows the plot. People are assuming they are the new coaches.
See,
so this
told
is like
you.
The Voice. Okay. All right. The Voice set in summer camp.
So are we to understand that there are going to be some kids that the Jonas Brothers show up as mentors?
Right.
Something. And coaches. And then some of those kids they just think aren't good enough. Because that's not inspiring.
That's not inspiring, Kevin.
It's inspiring in the way of, maybe you'll get a second chance. Because this is Camp Rock 3.
They never even got a first chance.
Right.
Everyone gets a chance at Camp Rock.
Right, but then the Jonas Brothers are going to come in and go, sorry, beat it, kid. Yeah. You're not talented enough.
Right, and then they just stay at Camp Rock.
Right, and do what?
Try to be better.
Do trust falls? Fish? Canoe?
Gavin was hoping that Camp Rock was going to be an adult summer camp, but it was actually marriage counseling.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Because wanted there to be group sessions and journaling time.
That is what I thought it was going to be, because when you have adult Jonas Brothers going back to Camp Rock, it only makes me think that this is a camp for adults, which is either swingers or people whose marriages are just hanging by a thread.
And
either way, I'd watch that.
I'd watch that.
Camp Rock 3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.